We're continuing our look at Acts 26, verses 15 through 18. This is, of course, the conversation between Saul of Tarsus and Jesus of Nazareth on the road to Damascus. Paul has been blinded by a light. He's lying on the ground. He is asked, the voice is speaking to him, "Who are you?" And the response has been, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Well, Paul now knows two things. He knows that this Jesus that the way worships is indeed alive. Second, he knows that he has not only been persecuting them, he has persecuted Jesus. So in verse 16, Luke records, "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me." Now, there are many striking points to this narrative. One is that Paul combines the various aspects of this testimony from three different accounts: the words of Ananias when he was sent to Saul, Jesus' words on the road to Damascus, which we have here, and the words of the vision that he received in the temple when he returned to Jerusalem for a short time. Now, the reason is simple. In his defense, if we can call it that, before Agrippa II, Paul is not stressing his conversion experience nearly as much as his commissioning by Jesus to preach the gospel. There was no reason to go into the conversation with Ananias, as Paul is explaining his calling more than anything else. Even though Saul has been blinded, Jesus says to him, "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and what you will see of me." If ever there was a forced calling, this is it. Now, I think back on my years as a young lad. I was always interested in the things of church, perhaps more than a relationship with God, because none of the churches I attended ever told me how to be saved. I loved all the rites, the tradition, the various aspects of the religious worship service. It just attracted me. But then at the age of 16, a friend really pressed me on the subject of being born again. I had been baptized and confirmed three different times in three different churches, but I knew nothing about being saved by grace through faith. And when that finally happened, then all those years of finding church attractive fell in place. It wasn't long before I felt a call to full-time ministry. Now, that definitely is not Saul's experience. I can't find any indication in any of the accounts of his conversion and calling where Jesus offered him the apostolic role. No, not one. The risen Savior commanded, not invited, Saul to become an apostle. He said, "Get up on your feet because I have appeared to you to what? To appoint you." Where is Saul's choice in this matter? Does he have one? Well, I would suggest that if the risen Christ had appeared to any of us, blinded us, pinned us to the ground, and said, "I am appointing you," there probably wouldn't be much of a choice for us either. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.